Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond, and another episode of the Tybee Island Police Blotter. So, Crystal, please tell us, what has been going on our island these past couple of weeks?
Well, after many technical difficulties, we'll finally get to this.
In theory.
We can't get anything to work tonight.
I'm very successful at being unsuccessful, it seems.
Well, usually helps if you plug in the cords, I think.
Well, that wasn't the only issue I have, but that does seem to be a common trait.
Okay, on Monday, March 18th, officers responded to a local hotel in reference to a possible theft. While speaking with our team, the caller stated that he returned to his room to find his Apple Watch, charger, and other personal items had gone missing.
Oh, no.
The caller also advised that the watch was unable to be tracked due to the fact that it had been turned off.
Oh, these thieves, they're cutting edge. Yeah. They turned it off.
Just turned it off.
Who would have thought?
But what happens if you turn it back on? Then they're going to track it.
Well, at that point, they're probably in Zimbabwe. How are you going to get them in Zimbabwe?
You think that's where the thieves absconded with the product?
From Zimbabwe to take one Apple Watch.
And a charger.
And the charger. It was just like gravy.
And there were some personal items. We don't know what they were.
I bet it was
unspecified.
I bet it was like this toothbrush and deodorant. What do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Officers then spoke with hotel staff who confirmed that they had gone into the room to clean but had not taken any items.
I didn't do it.
Why are you asking me? A report was filed and no further action was taken during this time.
So we're trying to figure out what's going on. There's a rash of Apple Watch thefts, and by rash I mean like there's one.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. Crazy.
And I'm always afraid to leave anything in our room because the safe never works, no matter where we go.
No.
Even in Vegas.
No.
The safe never works.
And how do you know that someone can't just come in there and crack the code? They might just know the secret
combination.
They're
going to know your secret combination that
you picked. There might be a master combination.
Oh, that's true.
And maybe it's on the interwebs and somebody looked it up because it's the same company that makes all those safes.
With a golf cart, every key fits. One key fits all the golf carts.
That is something you should not share on air, except for ours.
Ours has its own ignition.
It does. It has a different key.
Later that evening, one of our officers spotted a vehicle traveling down Highway 80 without taillights. After stopping the vehicle, the officer noticed that the driver's eyes were red and there was an odor of marijuana emitting from within.
And where does red fall on the tier list?
I don't know. I'm still working on the scale. This is just red, not bloodshot, not glossy, not glassy.
So there's like 8 terms now, right?
Yeah, and he said an odor of marijuana, not an odor similar. So he knew what it was this time. It wasn't just a skunk riding shotgun.
Ha ha.
During the course of the subsequent investigation, officers found additional evidence to suggest that the driver had been operating the vehicle while under the influence. She was then placed under arrest and charged with taillight violation, open container, and DUI, less safe.
Get that menace off the road. Taillight violation.
On Tuesday, March 19th, officers responded to a local hotel in reference to a report of damage to property. While speaking with our team, the hotel manager stated that a guest had become confused when an entry door didn't automatically open as they attempted to return to their room. As a result, the guest decided to force the door open, causing approximately $500 in damage.
Didn't automatically open. And probably like 12 seconds after that happened, they freaked out, grabbed some lawn chairs, smashed the door.
Probably. The manager explained that the door didn't open initially due to the fact that guests are required to swipe their key on a nearby sensor in order to gain entry.
Oops.
All that technology.
Oops.
Officers were unable to get the other side of the story due to the fact that the guest had since checked out and left the scene and was on their way to Zimbabwe with that Apple Watch.
I got the charger, too.
and your personal items.
The toothbrush is mine.
And I left your door in shambles. A report was filed and no further action was taken at that time. They're getting a lot of calls to hotels this week.
Wow, they're just trashing property, stealing Apple Watches, chargers, personal effects, you know, as it were.
On Thursday, March 21st, officers responded to the Tybee Island Police Department in reference to damage to property. While speaking with our team, the complainant stated that someone had damaged her rental car while it was parked at a local hotel earlier in the week. The complainant further stated that the damage consisted of scratches and dents near the left headlight, which she had already reported to her insurance company. A report was filed, and no further action was taken at that time. So, basically, that's all you can do.
Everything is involving a hotel. I see a chain. I see a pattern.
It seems like there would be cameras that they could have reviewed.
A rash of thefts. How do you know they didn't take the cameras?
Damage to property. Maybe after they damaged that door, they went and damaged this woman's car.
Use some black spray paint to spray out all the cameras they saw so that no one could catch the suspects and or perpetrators.
It was a diversion so they could make it to Zimbabwe.
That's what they call a tactic where I'm from.
On Friday, March 22nd, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for traveling 45 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour on Butler Avenue. While talking with the driver, the officer noticed that his eyes were bloodshot and he slurred his words as he spoke. So we got red and we got bloodshot.
Uh-oh, there's two levels there.
During the course of the subsequent investigation, the officer found additional evidence to suggest that the driver had been operating the vehicle while under the influence. He was then placed under arrest and charged with speeding, no license on person, and DUI.
So it's a crime to not have your license on your person, even if you have a license?
Yeah, it can be, but they probably, if you weren't doing anything, and say you ran to the store and you forgot your license, they might let that slide. But if you're doing all these other things, they're going to get that too. Just that in.
We're going to throw it in. We're going to make it three.
Because they can look you up in the system.
Yeah, I would figure you can't hide, unless, of course, you refuse to identify yourself.
Well, you can give them a fake name. And a fake birthday.
My name is I Don't Answer Questions.
I'm Katy Perry.
That is your aunt. I don't answer questions unless somebody asks who I am at a stand-up comedy routine, and in which case I know Katy Perry. He's a beautiful guy.
Yeah, he is. He looks more like Prince.
He does, but he calls himself Katy Perry.
On Saturday, March 23rd, officers responded to the area of Highway 80 and Polk in reference to a hit and run. While speaking with our team, a bicyclist reported that she had been struck by a vehicle, which then fled the scene. Her companion had chased after the car and managed to get pictures of the vehicle and its license plate. While checking the area, officers located the suspect vehicle and learned that the driver was a teenager. Juveniles.
Oh, no.
He was then placed under arrest and charged with hit and run. The bicyclist was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. Luckily, she wasn't seriously injured.
Yeah.
It's dangerous riding bikes.
I can understand. You know, the kid probably panicked
for sure.
And that doesn't mean what he did is okay, leaving the scene.
Yeah.
But I could see how a kid could freak out.
Yeah.
And I don't know the severity of the collision, but obviously it wasn't bad enough to call.
Well, she did get sent to the hospital, but it's probably standard.
Yeah, standard procedure. So that make sure that there aren't hidden injuries.
Yeah, because sometimes injuries show up after the fact.
That's what I've heard, like whiplash, gout.
Internal bleeding is something that you might not know. I don't think you get yellow fever from a bike accident.
Well, I mean, I've never seen an article saying you can't.
Officers responded to the pier in reference to an intoxicated individual passed out on a bench. That could be anywhere, anytime, any day.
Heck, that could have been me.
I don't think so. We'll see. After waking the man, the officers learned that he was only 19 years old.
I very often get mistaken for a 49-year-old.
Yeah, you may be 49. He was then placed under arrest and charged with possession of alcohol by a minor.
Well, I hope he learned his lesson.
I'm sure he did not.
Of course he didn't. He's probably a guy driving a car that hit the bicyclist.
Probably. On Sunday, March 24th, just before 3 a.m., an officer spotted a vehicle traveling on Highway 80 without headlights. After stopping the vehicle, the officer noticed that the driver's eyes were bloodshot and that he slurred his words as he spoke.
Oh, you're just trying to throw a curveball.
Yeah, it was.
And it turns out you just left it hanging over the plate and I just turned
on
it and drove it right over the left field fence.
The officer also saw a crushed beer can lying in the floorboard of the vehicle. During the course of the subsequent investigation, officers found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating the vehicle while under the influence. He was then placed under arrest and charged with headlight requirements, open container, and DUI, less safe. Well, what was he going to do with that crushed beer can? Recycle it?
Probably.
He's being responsible.
Sounds very, very responsible. I wonder if he was so drunk that his headlights were off and he didn't realize it.
That's possible.
Or perhaps he had his headlights off because he thought he was being sneaky.
Covert.
A little bit.
On his way to Zimbabwe?
You know, down low, under the radar, carrying contraband and goods and whatever tools he used to crush the door.
Crush the door. Oh, it's the same people you think.
It turns out this...
Was he wearing an Apple Watch by chance?
Was it... Did it look like it might have belonged to another person?
Was it turned off? Officers responded to a local motel in reference to a subject refusing to leave. Man, they're just staying at the hotels this week.
Madness.
While speaking with the suspect, an officer recognized him as someone who had already been banned from the property the previous day.
Hey, King!
The suspect was then placed under arrest and charged with criminal trespass. Must be a really nice hotel. He didn't want to leave.
Oh, are you serious about that?
You mean I can't ever come back?
Oh, I thought it was
I thought you just meant tonight.
Like a timeout situation, you know.
On Tuesday, March 26th, officers responded to a local condominium complex in reference to damage to property. That's a lot of damage to property. A
lot of complexes.
While speaking with our team, the caller stated that an automated gate arm had slammed down on top of her vehicle as she was passing through. A report was filed, and no further action was taken during this time. I'm always afraid that's going to happen.
When do you drive through scissor-type gates?
In Savannah.
When?
In a parking deck.
Are you scared of it? I would embrace it.
Fully. You wanted to crush the car?
You ain't going to crush the car.
It'll damage the car.
I'm not concerned with being hurt.
I'm afraid of it damaging the car.
I'm not concerned with that. It's like, I feel like the Duke's a hazard, you know, crashing through the gate, maybe come over the curb, get airborne a little bit.
I've never watched Duke's a Hazard.
My stolen Apple Watch flying off my arm into the street.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
On Tuesday, March 28th, after learning that an employee of a local business had a warrant for her arrest, I bet we might know who that was.
Uh-oh.
Officers allowed her to continue to work while contacting her replacement.
How very thoughtful of them.
Once the coworker arrived on scene, the wanted woman was placed under arrest and transported to the Chatham County Detention Center to answer for her non-local warrant.
I'm going to have to look in and see who this is.
Yeah, I have a really strong suspicion.
I have a guess.
Yeah. While on patrol, one of our officers watched a vehicle fail to yield at a marked crosswalk, nearly striking two pedestrians in the process. After stopping the vehicle, the officer noticed that the driver's eyes were bloodshot and that she slurred her words as she spoke.
What is it with all these women?
No. No, take a breezy.
Yeah, it's smart. Jeep.
When asked if she had anything to drink that evening, the woman responded, "Not enough." Wrong answer.
That's a new one.
That's a wrong answer.
I guarantee you that's the wrong answer.
During the course of the subsequent investigation, officers found additional evidence to suggest that the woman had been operating the vehicle while under the influence. At the same time, a canine unit provided a positive alert on the vehicle. Was this Rocky?
I bet it was Rocky.
A search based on probable calls led to the discovery of hallucinogenic mushrooms. That took a turn.
There you go.
The woman was then placed under arrest and charged with crosswalk violation, reckless driving, too fast for conditions, DUI less safe, and possession of a controlled substance. I didn't know mushrooms were a controlled substance.
Well, it's a hallucinogenic drug, so yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like, don't they just grow, though, somewhere? Like,
well, they just grow cocaine, too, but that don't mean you can have it.
I know, I just don't think of it as being the same thing.
You try that argument. Well, you know what? My local cocaine patch, it's
really natural.
I don't use any pesticides. It's 100% organic.
I don't know, just when I think of controlled substances, mushrooms aren't the first thing to come to mind.
Really? What is the first thing that comes to mind?
Marijuana.
Okay.
Even though that is usually legal in a lot of places.
Yeah, it is.
But then I think of like prescription drugs, things like that.
Yeah, I think a cocaine plant.
Yeah, cocaine. I don't know. I just never have heard of people really doing mushrooms until we got here.
You never met any of the people I played music with before?
I said until we moved here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's...
Were you listening to my sentence?
No, I was looking at 12 different things.
I never knew people that did mushrooms before.
Yeah, they're flashing over here. So, yeah, I was just...
What is flashing?
Lights, buttons, actions, actionable items.
Is that bad?
No, nah, we're fine. Go ahead.
On Friday, March 29th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for a defective tag light. During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that not only was the driver's license suspended, but he was also wanted.
Oh, no!
The driver was then placed under arrest and transported to the Chatham County Detention Center to answer for his non-local warrant.
Oh, well, we don't get more info on what that is.
What was he wanted for?
Like Apple Watch, Grand Theft Apple Watch?
Damage to property, mainly a door at a hotel.
Or driving without headlights, maybe?
It was a tag light on his
head. Or tag lights? Well, I mean, that's one of those. Nah. I just need a reason to pull you over.
On Saturday, March 30th, while on patrol, one of our officers spotted a vehicle traveling on Highway 80 with a defective tag light.
Okay, it's a pandemic
Another
now.
Another one, yeah. At that time, the officer activated his emergency lights and sirens in an attempt to initiate a traffic stop. Instead of pulling over to the shoulder, however, the vehicle continued on its way before ultimately turning into the driveway of a residence on Laurel Avenue.
He's going to have some splaining to do.
Yeah. Once there, the driver exited the vehicle and began to walk away. After the driver ignored multiple commands to return to the vehicle, the officer took hold of the driver's shirt and guided him back to the scene of the stop. During this time, the officer noticed that the man's eyes were bloodshot and that he slurred his words as he spoke.
This is no shock.
Yeah. As the officer attempted to conduct his investigation, the man began to walk away once again. The officer then took hold of the driver, who decided to fight back.
As drugs will tell you to do.
Yeah. During the course of the struggle, both men went to the ground, where the driver continued to ignore commands and attempted to get away. After the officer unholstered his taser, the driver grabbed the weapon with both hands and succeeded in snatching it away. The driver then aimed the weapon directly at the officer's face and pulled the trigger.
Oh.
After the probes narrowly missed their mark, the driver pulled the trigger again, sending a second set of probes into the night as they continued to fight.
Well, this has escalated very quickly, hasn't it?
Thank goodness he didn't get his gun.
Yeah.
This could have been, I mean, this is serious.
This could have, I'm assuming it doesn't end much worse than what we're hearing here. No. But yeah, this could have been a real serious thing.
Yeah, this is scary. At that time, backup officers arrived on scene and succeeded in placing the man under arrest. An inventory of his vehicle revealed an open container of alcohol and three different kinds of pills in a single bottle. The driver was subsequently transported to the hospital for treatment before being booked into the Chatham County Detention Center on the charges of tag light violation, failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, open container, drugs not in the original container, DUI less safe, obstruction, which is a felony, attempting to disarm a law enforcement officer, that seems serious, and aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer.
Both which also seems serious.
Sound very, very serious. The officer was treated for superficial injuries on scene and returned to duty. So that's good that he was okay.
This is why I would not ever be a police officer.
Yeah, it's like you gotta be just super brave.
It's like you're pulling somebody over for like a tag light violation, and then it turns out like, they hey, if he'd have grabbed a different thing out of your belt, it could have ended much more severely.
And you know that person probably isn't that kind of person generally, but taking drugs and drinking and
Your mind.
Yeah. I mean, they probably aren't the kind of person that does that on a regular basis, but all it takes is...
The one time.
Yeah, that little mistake and then you go crazy.
Exactly. Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
And don't drink and drive. And make sure all your lights work on your car.
Oh, yeah, at the very least, your lights, man.
On Sunday, March 31st, one of our officers spotted an SUV traveling on Highway 80 without taillights.
There we go.
As he watched, the vehicle also failed to maintain its lane by crossing over the center marker. After stopping the vehicle, the officer smelled a strong odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from within. He also noticed an open container riding shotgun in the passenger seat. Was it seat-belted in?
I hope. Oh, it was my first question.
When asked, the driver admitted to having one beer. It's just my favorite beer.
He's right here. I'll take him everywhere.
But he refused to participate in standardized field sobriety testing. Oh, wait, she. They're confusing me again.
What?
She was then placed under arrest and charged with taillight violation, failure to maintain lane, open container, and DUI, less safe.
Well, at least she didn't get a seatbelt violation for her passenger.
Well, it was buckled in properly.
Old Milwaukee there. he's fine.
That's Bud Light.
He's fine. He's spending some time in the Chatham County Detention Center right now, more than likely.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, don't worry about old him.
It's been really busy around here. We've had a lot of people on the island the past couple of weeks. So I think next week's going to be probably, our next blotter is probably going to be a lot more failure to maintain lanes.
Yes. We'll have a lot of that.
Tag light violations. Odors emitting. Bloodshot eyes.
Those. There's going to be some fights at bars.
Yeah.
Because there always is.
A story about a girl who dropped a gun out of her or jacket or whatever she was wearing.
Yeah, we were at the sandbar, as we usually are on Wednesdays for open mic, and this lady who's a friend of ours was talking to us about an experience she had with a patron that came in, said she weighed about 100 pounds soaking wet, got in a disagreement in the back with some other patrons, and like she was...
She didn't pull the gun out, it just fell out onto the floor.
Well, it just sort of flew out of her purse,
fell onto the floor.
As your handgun you take into bars does.
When you're drinking. Yeah.
Which you're not supposed to have concealed weapon on your person when you're drinking, but hey...
She forgot it was there, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. You don't think about, before you go out to drink, that, hey, maybe I might not ought to have this on my person.
Or maybe she always has it in her purse.
But at the same time, I went to an airport with a pocket knife in my pocket and literally almost walked through the security line.
Yeah, you did.
When I told you before that I'm the kind of guy that thinks, like, you know, I get to an airport and I'm like, oh, no, did I bring my, you know, my gun and forget that I did it?
Yeah, you were joking about that, but then you literally did it.
And then I brought the knife by accident, and I was like, crap.
And you had to put it in the trash can.
Which I probably didn't need to do.
No.
But
someone told us that you could have put it in lost and found and then got it on our way back in.
I just need an excuse to buy a new
pocket. Yeah, you did, even though it was practically new.
Is really what it amounted to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll wrap it up for this week's episode of the Tybee Island Police Blotter. Please tune in to our upcoming episode, of which I can't reveal because I'm not sure if I even know what it's going to be.
You don't know what it's going to be, and neither do I.
Oh,
No one knows. Anybody's getting suggestions, let me know. I have a whole list, and I just don't know what to pick.
We do have plenty of things to work on, but if you've been listening for a while, and some of our listeners has recommended stuff, we thank you, Savannah, and others. But if there's a story you would like to hear or you find interesting, go to our website, go to the contact form, and send us an email, and just let us know, and we'll look into that.
You'll get his writer right on that.
Yeah, I will, as long as I don't have to do anything. One of our listeners mentioned the Thunderbird Inn in Savannah.
Oh, yeah.
And asked about experiences there and the history of that place. And I know it's been around a long time, so that's something we ought to look
into.
I'm
just afraid to stay there. It's not in a part of town that I would be comfortable staying.
Oh, it's right in the historic district, Crystal.
Yeah, right near the bus stop.
Right near the bus station. Well, you know what? Everywhere's safe if you make sure to not be there.
Bring your gun and your knife.
Without your gun and your knife. And, you know, don't go out after dark. Don't be alone. Don't have me around because I attract violence.
You attract violence.
Just look at my face. People want to punch it.
They want to punch your face.
Punch the face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.